that. Can you tell me your name, please?
Tom Moore.
And where were you born and when?
I was born in Stockbridge on the 21st of May, 1926.
And when did you move to Burnbanks?
I think I would, as far as I can remember, I'd be about 6 months old.
And why, sorry?
No, carry on.
And why did you come to Burnbanks?
Well, father worked in the power station making electricity, got a job there. And that's more or less why we worked there, because there wasn't a lot of work in those days.
Did you have any brothers and sisters?
I had two brothers and two sisters, Gordon and Dennis, Audrey and Elitha.
And could you tell me what it was like during the recession? That was somewhere around the 1930s.
Well, that was about 1930, 1932, and I was only 4 or 5 years old then, so really I didn't know a lot about it. But with dad, my dad was still working because he worked in the power station, and they would they had to have electricity, and so he worked until 11 o'clock at night, then they switched the electricity off during that period.
Right.
And so really we didn't take any harm in the recession.
In the recession. Can you remember the first house you lived in?
The first house we lived in was number two, and I don't know how long we lived in it, but the birds lived in number one, and they had a fire, and it spread to our house, and I remember Mum and Dad telling us that Jim Fountain, that lived behind us, he came down to our house while it was on fire, and he picked the three lads up in his arms all at once and carried us up to their house, and he more or less saved us from the fire. And after that we moved from there up to number 54, and we stayed there till 1944 when we moved into Penrith.
Did anyone get burnt or hurt or?
No, nobody hurt, no. No, they had a volunteer fireman up there. They hadn't much. They had a standpipe and a hose, and that's about all they had. But, very basic.
What was the cause? Did they find out what the cause was? Or did
I couldn't,
they,
I couldn't really tell you now what it would be. No.
Yeah. I hope, as I say, I've just given you a picture of it, so it might...
But, no, as I say, I was that young and I wouldn't remember much, but just what I'd been told.
Can you remember the sort of layout of the house that you lived in? But, you know, the, first of all, number two, and then...
Well, I don't remember number two, but I remember 54.
Right.
We had a living room. It had a freestanding range in it that heated the water, and it had an oven at the side, and you could boil pans on the top of it. And that's where we used to live and where we sat of an evening and that. It had three bedrooms. It had a bathroom, it had a pantry, it had a coal house, and it had a water toilet all inside. And in the back kitchen there was a boiler for boiling water for washing the clothes and that. We had hot and cold running water and electricity. Going back to, as far as I remember, 1929. And they were quite modern for the day. I mean, people living in Banton and places like that, and even Penrith, they hadn't electricity. Some had gas lamps in Penrith, but most people had paraffin lamps or candles. And the lavatories, well, there was just a building outside, at the bottom of the garden, and people had to empty them themselves, you know. It was very basic, so really we were modern.
We were modern.
Had no real hardships.
Yes. I know you mentioned a story about some cakes earlier on in our conversation today. Could you just repeat that story, because I think it's
Mrs. Malpas was baking Christmas cakes one day, and they hadn't just turned out as she would like them. They'd sunk in the middle a bit, and so she said to my mother, she says, would you like them, could you do anything with them? And so my mother says, yes, I'll take them, I'll possibly do something with them. And so after Christmas, Mrs. Malpas said to my mother, what did you do with those cakes I gave you? Oh, she says, I steamed them and we had them as Christmas puddings. With rum sauce on. She said, well, I never thought about that.
Where would that, which Christmas would that be, do you think?
It would be during the war sometime. You know, when things were short.
Short, yes.
And they didn't really waste anything in them days. But we never took any harm during the war, because the butchers, our butcher McCormick, lived in Bampton Grange, and they killed all their own cattle and sheep and butchered it.
Yes.
And so we never really went short. We always had plenty. And you could go to the farms, every farm killed a pig and they had plenty of ham and bacon.
Right.
They made their own butter, there's eggs. So, you know, we never went short.
Could you tell me a bit about what the working life was like, particularly in the power station, and what you remember of the working conditions? And
my dad worked in the power station, and they worked shifts. I don't know exactly what hours it would be. Early morning till the afternoon, and possibly afternoon till about 11 o'clock at night. And then the electricity part was shut down. But it was a hard life for a lot of the workmen, the navvies and that, because the only tools they had was picks and shovels. There was very little mechanical equipment that they had in them days. But quite a lot of tradesmen, joiners, fitters, blacksmiths, electricians.
Yes.
They needed all those.
And did you actually work in the power station for a short while? Or?
No, it would be about 1940 I got a job on the in the fitting shop. I was more or less a tea boy. I was on that for about 6 months till it closed down, and then I was put on the wagon as a second man on the wagon with Arthur Robinson, and we moved stuff about with the wagon, and I was on that for about 18 months, and I left there to serve my time as a fitter at Altham's in Penrith. Started there in 1942.
And when you were living in Burnbanks, what was the sort of things you got up to? I mean, were there football and other amenities there, if what it was like socially?
They had a football team, and they had a bowling green, they had a recreation hall where there was concerts, dances, where men could go and play dominoes or darts and things like that. Yeah.
Did you?
But as for us, when we were children, we just made our own fun. We had possibly bikes with no pedals, just a frame and two wheels on,
yes.
And rode about with those. Or we had a tyre that we booled along with a stick.
Yes.
Dad would make us a bogey to play with, to run about on. You had somebody pushing you.
Right.
But I don't know, it was very enjoyable. We knew no better, and we weren't bored. Life was very enjoyable.
Yes.
I think we were lucky that we had good parents.
Yes.
That did a lot for us, looked after us, and I mean, most of our clothes, my mother did a lot of knitting and sewing, and people would, it was nothing to say as going to school with patches on your breeches and that, and the darned your socks and that, they do nothing like that today, but everybody was the same, and it was during the wartime. I mean, the stuff wasn't in the shops to buy.
Right.
People had to make and mend. It was nothing fresh to see new patches on your trousers and that.
And did you go to school?
We went to school at Bampton. It was about a mile and a half from Burnbanks, and we walked there every day and back. There was a bus, but it cost you a penny to go down on the bus. Well, there was five of us, and the wages in them days was only between £2 and £3 a week, which wasn't a lot of money, but we took our sandwiches and to school, and they put a kettle on the fire and made us a cup of cocoa, so we had cocoa and sandwiches every day.
What happened when the weather was bad? Did you still walk? I mean, you talked earlier about having deep snow and...
If the snow in them days, which it, in winter it did, it was level with the wall tops, there was no school. All we did was go out in the snow and make tunnels inside and snow houses. That was great fun. And I remember getting up in the morning and drawing the bedroom curtains, and the deers would come out of the woods and down from the hills, and they'll be looking in at your window when you drew the curtains in front. They were looking for something to eat.
Yes.
Oh, they were happy days. I enjoyed them, yeah.
What about the family? In terms of, did you all sit down to meals together, and what sort of family life was there in terms of?
Well, it was. We all sat down together for meals. There was meal times and everything was homemade. Great.
And good food. I mean, it was enough food,
there was enough food. As I say,
there was plenty.
The cooperative used to. A man used to come round from the cooperative and take your orders, and then it was delivered by wagon. And I think it was about once a fortnight they came round and. You get flour bags in stone and 2 stone bags at a time. And when winter was coming on, you always got plenty so that if the snows came, you were all right for 2 or 3 weeks. And in summer, I can remember my mother buying 3 or 4 dozen eggs when they were cheap in the summer. And putting them into an earthenware jar with icing glass, and that used to, and water that
serve.
That used to keep them, and she used those for baking with.
Oh, right, interesting. Can you remember what it was like in some of the buildings, like the recreation hall and the mission hall, etc., and the shop? Can you remember what it was like?
Yes, they were quite big. They were all made of wood and wooden floors. We had a recreation hall, as I say, where all the performances of plays and dancing went on. Then there was the canteen that had a bar. You could get alcoholic drinks and things like that. The mission hall, we went there every Sunday. It was... just rows and rows of chairs. And
did you and the family do any of the plays? Were you in any of the plays?
Yeah, we would be with your sister.
Or?
But as I say, I can't remember anything. But I know we used to go down to the Bampton Grange to the church. We used to go to Bampton Grange Church. We were confirmed there.
Did you go to church every Sunday, or was that?
I wouldn't say we went every Sunday, but we went quite a few Sundays. Mm. Yeah.
Mm. What? Made you get interested in the eel trap? Was that something that you came across or were shown by a member of the family?
It was just something that we played with, really. We used to go down there to the waterfall. It was just above the waterfall was the eel trap.
At Naddal.
And we used to play on top of it, and I can remember the trap door and opening it and looking inside. And
Did you ever have...
The hole was full of mischief.
Right. Did you ever have eels to eat? I mean, did you...
Not from there. I remember my dad bringing some home one day, and he got them from the bottom of the dam. There was a weir at the bottom of the dam, and where that weir overflowed, under the neck of that weir, the same as if the eels collected there, and my dad got some out of there, but I don't think we were very keen on them. I don't think we had any more.
What did you think about the other men working on the dam? Did they enjoy their work? It must have been hard, of course. What were the sort of conditions like?
The work was hard, but the men stayed in the big huts, what we called the big huts, and they all had a single room each. And at one end of the huts there was this fire stove where they could dry their clothes, and they used to sit in of an evening. And otherwise there wasn't a lot more, apart from the canteen where they could go overnight, or they could go down to Bampton to the Jerry, or to Bampton Grange to the Crown and Mitre. There have been all 8 buses through the week, just of a weekend to Penrith. That was a treat to us, was if ever we went to Penrith for the day, and we'd have fish and chips from the fish and chips shop. That was a real treat.
Treat, yes, lovely.
I remember one day there was somebody got a van, a big van, and they put a stove in, and they used to come round the villages every so often selling fish and chips, and that was all right for a while, yeah.
Remember anything about people like the policeman or the nurse or anyone connected with Burnbanks?
The policeman, they called him Hossel, and he lived in the staff huts. I think he was employed by the Manchester Corporation, but he kept things in order. He made himself a deer out of wood, and it stood in his garden. It stood there for years. I don't know what happened to that. The doctor, he came from Shap, Dr. Prentice. We had a nurse that Nurse McCormick. She came from Bampton Grange. That's about all we had. Well, the Manchester Corporation had an ambulance on the dam, and if anybody had to go to the hospital, they would take them in that ambulance.
Were there any accidents, you know, obviously working?
Well, there would be. I mean, I think the biggest accident was in the tunnel when there was an explosion, and I think there was one man killed. I don't remember a lot about it, but...
That was the only fatal accident you heard?
It was early on, I don't know, in the 1930s, I think. 20s or 30s.
about your parents. Did they enjoy their life? Do you think?
We were a happy family. We all loved our parents. I don't think we could have better parents. I mean, they did everything for us. No, no complaints at all. In fact, I think we were very lucky. We've been a very lucky family, really.
And where are your brothers and sisters today? Are they?
I've one brother in Carlisle, Gordon, that's my eldest brother. My youngest brother, Dennis, he lives in Penrith. My oldest sister, Audrey, lives in Ulverston. And my youngest sister lives in Bowness on Windermere.
Oh, right.
Elitha.
Right. Do you see them now, or is it occasionally?
Not very often. I ring Audrey once a fortnight, and she rings me once a fortnight, so we keep in touch, and keep in touch with Dennis and Gordon. Don't see a lot of Elitha.
Did you do any fishing or things like that?
When I was younger, we used to fish in the lake.
Right.
And we had to get a license to fish in the lake, and we had to write to Rutland, Oakham in Rutland.
Rutland, yes, the county.
One of the Lowthers, lived down there, and we had to get the license from there. Mm. I don't remember much about it, but I can remember that.
Did you catch any fish? I mean, what's the word? Was there any perch?
Mainly perch.
Perch, yes.
And didn't like skinning them. They were very prickly. But they were nice, sweet fish to eat. Yeah. I mean, during the war, it was great if you had fish. And we used to catch rabbits. I mean, rabbits were beautiful. I enjoyed a rabbit. Rabbit pie, you could eat them hot or cold, and they were beautiful to eat. But I couldn't fancy one now with the myxomatosis.
What about deer? I mean, was that you? I mean, no one was allowed to shoot a deer, or was occasionally?
No, we never had deer. No.
There was no. Do you remember any of your friends?
I remember the names, but
obviously not where they are, maybe. But
who
were your best friends?
There was the Jewels. They lived in one of the big huts. Thompsons. They had a big family. Jimmy Thompson, and the Crabtrees. There was quite a big family of them. Sandhams, Twigs, Malpasses. There's quite a lot of people there, but they all moved away, and we lost touch.
What about holidays? Did you have a holiday at all, or is that?
Well, the only holidays we had, we would go to relations. We had relations in Barrow, and we had relations in Yorkshire, and we'd go to them if we had holidays during the summer.
Do you remember anything about the teachers in the school, who they were and what they were like? And
Dougie Thornton, he was the headmaster at Bampton when I went to school. He was very strict, but he was a good teacher. I had a lot of respect for him. very keen on sport. He played cricket, golf, bowls, I think mainly for Appleby. And he was keen on gardening. We had an allotment at school. We spent a lot of time in that, and spent a lot of time on the football field and the cricket field. And I enjoyed that. I think I enjoyed that better than school.
When did you actually leave school then? You had to...
It would be 1940 when I...
At the age of...
14.
And that's when you went in...
Went to work for Manchester Corporation. And 1939, the war started. My dad was called up then. And so my mother brought us up during the war. She had five of us to look after, and all the women, they did a marvellous job, really, looking after their family.
Is there any other stories that you can remember that were particularly interesting in your Burnbanks days or your growing up days at Burnbanks? Is there any things that you'd like to tell us about?
I don't think we were angels. If there was any trouble to get into, we would get into it, you know. But we enjoyed it. We had a lot of fun. We all used to play together, and bedtime was bedtime, and you had to be in. If it was 7 o'clock or 8 o'clock, you had to be home, and that was it. I mean, your parents would let you out. I mean, there was no fear of you being hurt by anybody or somebody putting a knife into you like there is today.
Much safer environment, yes. What was the countryside like in those days? Because obviously nowadays you see a lot of trees in Burnbanks. What was it? Was it very...
On a Sunday, we would... Dad and Mum would take us for a walk, and depending on the time of year, we'd possibly pick wild raspberries and brambles, nuts. Dad would put a sheet around a nut tree and shake the tree when they were ripe, and the nuts would drop out, and we'd take them home and put them in a tin, and we had them for Christmas. You know, things like that.
Yeah, lovely.
Go out mushrooming, fishing, and plenty of sport. There was plenty to do, and it was all interesting. We had an allotment. We used to help with that.